of 1 in the morning. I ought to whisper because Mark is reading and I don't want to disturb him. Because this won't disturb him, will it?
No.
And the sound of people partying outside in the street won't disturb him either.
No. He's a remarkably focused individual.
Sorry?
He's a remarkably focused individual.
So we're in our second room, which will hopefully not... we will be staying in it, I think. We said we'll stay in it. They were going to move us back to the original room, which is virtually next door.
In fact...
It's right next door. It's next door. They were going to move us back to it tomorrow, but we asked to stay in this one because it's just a bit of a faff, really.
There's actually three rooms.
Yeah, we've got three rooms. We've got a bedroom and a living room and a bathroom.
It's conjoining doors. It's like one of those study rooms that you get in the upper echelon of the colleges.
Oh, do they get that? Oh, that sounds quite good. Didn't have it where I went.
No, not where I went, but I think Dave had one at one point.
All right.
Sounds like
a good idea because I think there is a subconscious stress to sleeping in the same room as all your books, the computer, and everything.
I find it the other way around.
Really?
I always find it difficult working in the same room as your bed.
Oh, I see. Yeah, but because the bed cools.
Especially when it gets to
money. Yeah. No, I know that. I know that feeling. Although I would have... I think at the time, a bed so covered in books that I would end up going to sleep by having my head on the bed and my feet on the office chair.
One of my sister's ex-boyfriends had a friend who used to paint his hair. So that if he went to sleep, he would get paint all over the place.
And this was meant to put him off from going to sleep?
Yeah. It was just when he had a rubbish bed, didn't he?
And awful hair.
Awful hair. And, actually, he might have done it the other around. He might have put paint on the pillow or something. But I don't know.
Oh, to stop him from getting it. Yeah, okay.
I don't know how that works.
But surely you would just move it.
Yeah, I think he painted his hair with the idea that if he put his head down on the pillow that he'd get it all over the sheets. But either way, he just ended up doing more washing.
So. I can be remarkably inventive when I need sleep.
Yeah.
I will find a way.
Not, yeah. I'm like, if willpower alone won't keep you up, then...
Yeah.
Then nothing is going to stop you from sleeping.
It's true. Talking of sleep, oh dear boo, I've had a number of sleeps today. Quite a lot of them, actually.
Yeah.
Including...
That's where you're wide awake at 2 a.m.
It's true, including one at this White Fort place, where I had a lovely lie down on a bench with a cushion on it, in the sunshine. That was glorious. As Mark put it, though, we went all the way up to this White Fort thing with the most fantastic view ever Surrey over, and I went to sleep for half of it.
You did see the wonderful view of that.
That's true.
I think you liked it, didn't
you? I did, it was brilliant.
Harrison, I thought you could have stayed there for longer.
Oh, I could have stayed there all day.
With me going, I have no idea where we're going, getting down. It might be good times. It might be good times. But actually, it wasn't as bad as I figured. Getting down, it was quite easy in the end.
Apart from that cobbly bit.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of time.
Oh, to the time, yeah, okay. Well, I suppose, you did say we were pretty much directly above the river.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's where roads go, you know.
Yeah, they all curve on the way down, and, yeah. So, Sarajevo's, or at least Sarajevo Old Town, is not somewhere to come if you want. If you like silence when sleeping. And you need a good night's sleep.
Going with Robert is not...
Since he's lying there reading. It's not as though he's trying to get to sleep right now. Are you reading the book about this bridge? whatever it was.
No, I'm trying to finish the one on the death of Yugoslavia.
Oh.
I've been finished ages ago. So I've got about office.
So you've got about...
I've got about 40 pages to go.
Alright, okay.
I did 400, but still.
Okay. Has it died yet?
I think it's pretty much dead, yeah.
Of course, we've discovered it does live on in one place.
Yes, restaurant critique.
On TripAdvisor.
Which is hilarious, if only because I have no idea what Yugoslavian food is or what it could be.
No, absolutely. I mean, can you actually put food from Croatia and food from Bosnia and Herzegovina in the same bracket and say this is part of the same theme?
Which you might be able to, but as a
well, all I've ever eaten in
observer, I have no idea what that means.
Well, all I've personally so far, and granted, I haven't actually eaten all that much here yet. the
goulash and sausages.
Yeah, actually, and the goulash was very, very nice, but I can see no similarity with Croatia at all. Croatia is squid and chips, and here is goulash. And
I don't think I've ever had squid and chips in my life. Yeah. When did we have squid and chips? I seem to remember being kind of Italian.
When I went back with Jessica.
Oh, right. Okay.
Everywhere we went, it was squid and chips or steak and chips.
Do you go to Dubrovnik?
Yeah. I
didn't say that
was
the thing,
it was where
you went.
Oh, right. We were staying on an island about 45 minutes speedboaty type vessel journey from Dubrovnik.
So you were staying on an island which yes. You fished a lot. You were constantly surprised by the amount of seafood they managed.
Yeah, but it wasn't like proper interesting seafood. It was... Here's the seafood that tourists like. That's what it felt like.
Well, it probably was. Like somebody told us this morning, Croatia is a Thailand of the Balkans.
Yeah.
You know, it's so useful.
Or maybe the Costa del Sol.
Maybe slightly harsh, but yeah, okay. I've only been to Croatia once, it was quite nice.
It was very pleasant.
Might have changed by now, of course, that was a while ago.
It's a while since I last went as well, actually. So. Well, 9 years. No, it can't be 9 years. Hang on. Yeah, maybe it's 9 years. 8 or 9 years. Time goes, doesn't it?
Yeah, you were a snotty nosed 21 year old at that point.
I was never snotty nosed, I'll have you know.
I don't wait, I'll do then.
You're still snotty nosed now, aren't you?
6 year old.
Yeah. So, last night when this rackety stuff was going on, it finished being rackety somewhere around 4 o'clock, I think. So we've got a while left to go. Like 2 hours.
Yeah, but we can sleep before that.
Game. We can. We had a good thunderstorm earlier, didn't we?
We did, which kind of...
And there was just
kind of on in the evening when we
were... Yeah, we were going to go out. I just drifted off to sleep slightly, and then there was this most almighty gust of wind, and the heavens opened.
And then...
Go on.
Yes, then I did suggest going out to a bar and got quickly told by the... massive thunderclap, and probably the gods didn't like that idea.
It was basically, Robert, I think we should go out. Bang!
No, Rogers.
Maybe not.
I don't think somebody ever likes me. I think I'm upset.
And we didn't even raid the minibar in the end, did we?
We didn't. Well, I think you fell asleep and I felt kind of guilty braiding it on my own.
Oh, you shouldn't do.
Well, only for the point of drinking alone is there the most kind of...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So sort of a vacuity.
Well, I'm sure you... Well, I'm sure you're used to it, aren't you?
My phone was asleep in the bedroom, so I just attacked the mini bar and everything.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, true to our usual form, we sort of didn't... I mean, well, we did do sites that are on the sort of main list.
Yeah.
But...
We didn't leave it that much. The problem was we had to get up and back from the
thingy. So the main features of our day... Well, I have an extra feature because I went out for the walk in the morning. But, whilst somebody decided to lie in, lazy so and so.
Half nine.
You can remind me of this in the morning when I'm going, oh, I don't want to get up. So going to the force and the brewery is what we did. And walking in between the force and the brewery and back here again. And it was all quite pleasant and stuff.
Yeah, very nice.
So tomorrow we have a bucket list of about 40 different things that we want to do.
Yeah. But we won't get them all done, that's fine.
Well, of course we're not. We're probably not even going to get 5% of them done.
But that's fine. We can always come back.
Yeah. It's true. And I know, you know, quite often I say... Well, actually, no, I don't always say it's about cities, but... I do actually rarely go back to the same city again because there are so many other places to go to. But Sarajevo does feel sufficiently, I think it still will feel after tomorrow, as unfinished business.
Yeah, I think a lot of cities to me are unfinished.
Yeah.
But then I suppose if you only have 5 days, which I usually do,
yeah.
You don't like the limit of what you can get done. We said we'd go back to Munich.
Yeah, it's true. I think I would, but I think that's a different one because it's not so much about the sites, it's about the culture.
Yes. You mean it's about the alcohol?
Yeah.
You mean you want to sit out in the sun?
Yeah, I do.
In the English garden yeah. And just drink beer?
Drink beer, yeah, basically.
It's more difficult to do it in the snow wondering why that wasn't.
Apparently they do now have a spring beer festival, which is becoming the one that the locals go to because Oktoberfest has been overrun so much.
Do the locals go there or are they just there because of that?
yeah, possibly.
They were there the day before.
We built this festival around them in order to...
Yeah.
But they're all in lederhosen. Well, they're always like that.
Yeah, that they haven't changed their clothes for 4 years.
They're jolly Bavarians.
And they haven't changed their clothes for 4 years.
So I think so far our impressions of Sarajevo are very favourable.
Yeah, it's a nice city.
It is.
Small.
Small, yeah.
Smaller than perhaps I imagined, I don't know why.
Well, our guide suggested at least during the 90s, and the population's probably changed since, but the population was about 300,000, so that's a little under 2 Yorks.
Yeah, I suppose you hear so much about Sarajevo in different contexts.
Yeah, so you imagine it being...
Bigger than it is.
I mean, in terms of site, it's Cardiff, yeah, it's true. You said earlier, you know, what has Cardiff done to change the world? Sorry, Cardiff.
Yeah.
It was him who said it, not me.
Not publicly, no.
Publicly. We were standing... a stone throw at the time from the corner where you can explain the other bit in a moment, where Archie Ferdinand met his end, So a true corner that changed the world. We were trying to think of other famous corners. Where did we come up with Hyde Park?
I think we've made one.
Yeah.
Must be some in New York or somewhere.
Yeah.
I think of any of them.
So anyway, we
Cole's Corner in Sheffield.
Oh well, that's obviously.
Obviously, where lovers meet in Sheffield.
Did they attach padlocks to it?
I don't think so.
Yeah. As listeners will probably know, there seems to be this worldwide craze for attaching padlocks to anything that spans water.
Which obviously annoyed Robert right up to the point he started taking endless photographs.
Well, I think it's disgusting. It, you know, it leads people into moving their focus from the solemn events that took place all those years ago, 100 to be precise, at the corner. Yes, I knew, but it was in front of me. And it forced me it did, to take photographs of padlocks on a bridge.
Yeah. I'm sure that was the reason the driver went away, because he saw all the padlocks on the bridge.
Yeah, it's true. How world events could have been different.
Exactly.
So we came off the bridge and we crossed the road, and Mark?
So we were looking at the corner, and you know, we were trying to plan how to best frame a photo, and suddenly this open top car appeared on the road by us, and it's been a big day for weddings, so I assumed it was part of a wedding party. I had a driver and two girls in the back, one of which was wearing an impressive hat, and suddenly it comes into our road, it turns into our road on the corner, stops exactly in front of the plaque, and it starts talking to people on the other side of the road, presumably inviting them to take pot shots at them. One guy sticks his finger out in the shape of a gun. So I'm going, pow. and then it just goes and finds its parking space that seems to be marked out for it. So I don't know this is daily occurrence, but it was quite a surprise.
Impromptu and slightly irreverent. Reenactment.
I would have thought they could at least have got a bloke. Because yes. You don't really know it's an enactment of the assassination of Franz Ferdinand when there's no male in the car other than the driver. You assume that, you know, one of them.
Maybe Franz Ferdinand was driving.
Yes, but he wasn't.
As
we know by the fact the driver went the wrong way.
Yes.
Well, unless the historical account got garbled and actually they didn't want to admit that Franz Ferdinand didn't know his own way around the city and really it was his fault.
Well, given what Nino was saying, that you know, they don't know whether Princip was drinking coffee with sugar or coffee with milk. I mean, you know, goodness knows how we know anything.
No, it was a sandwich.
Oh, it was a sandwich, yeah, was it? Are you thinking a panini, maybe, or...?
Whether he was eating a sandwich or not is apparently stood up for debate.
One would imagine that in all the fuss, the last thing that anybody's going to go and do is that person who just ran out of my coffee shop and shot two people. Well, what was he doing?
I think that's the problem.
Did he pay his bill?
I think that's the problem. I don't know.
I hope they went after him to recover the money.
Maybe not. I know they were very upset they couldn't execute him. Shame this due process now. So that happened, and that was interesting. And somewhat unexpected, especially when you realise the car had its own parking space. So
it was actually
a regular car.
Yeah. Or whether, because we were mulling over, you know, what time did it actually happen? So, you know, is it reenacted at the right time or something? Or do they drive round every now and again and just do it?
Yeah, well, I've never seen the car there before, so I don't know what they do with it, where they keep it in the garage and just bring it out for special occasions.
We'll have to go back there tomorrow and see if the same happens.
We'll be like corner junkies.
Corner junkies, yeah. That has a different connotation, doesn't it, really?
Well, yeah, more like for one, but, but no, we don't, yeah, so when we finish shooting up on the corner, we then wait for the car to appear, obviously.
Obviously, yes. Unfortunately, neither of us got a shot of this happening, so...
No, well, I was still wondering why they stopped.
Yeah.
I was thinking, it's not anybody. Oh, they are reacting it, but with two girls. And no gunmen. But okay. I'm still not sure they weren't actually just random girls who were, because if you were driving two people around the city and you happened to turn in the street,
you would stop. I mean, it sort of feels in poor taste. But it was quite funny. Amazing.
I think if we'd known it was going on, it would have been a bit more... you might be like, this is just really tacky.
Yeah.
Because as reenactment goes, it was probably the most slick production ever.
Yeah.
But it was just slightly random.
Take two. Round again.
Pun?
Take two.
Take two.
And then go round again. Do it again.
I mean, we're going to reenact a famous assassination without an assassin.
And with a woman instead of a...
A woman instead of the man that everybody knows got a shot. And in fact, the man whose face stares at you over the Latin Bridge is a reminder of the centenary.
Oh, does it? Is there a poster or something?
Yeah, you know the picture of the thing I said, the banner that was around the corner.
Yeah.
So on one side, on our hotel side,
they
have a big picture of Gabriela Princip.
Yeah.
And on the other side they have a big picture of on the river side they have a big picture of Franny Ferdinand. And that I thought
show some respect, young man.
He's dead. Started a big war. What did he ever do for us?
He helped us develop tanks and machine guns, and so he's really helped progress in the world. All right then.
Airplanes.
Yes, airplanes. We might have had to have walked here were it not for him.
They might have become just a weird sideshow. Whereas,
they
kind of got rather good.
And then a bit boring.
And then a bit boring. Well, unless, the Asgard is worse.
Oh, and thank you, by the way, to the person who identified the aircraft that I had recorded us on.
Which you called a bit boring, just like.
A Boeing 757, apparently it is, because it has a distinctive drone, which I have to say was a very irritating drone.
A bit like me, really.
What, you, an irritating drone?
Mm. I have an irritating drone, I'm not a...
You aren't an irritating drone. I would never call you a drone.
Good.
A remote-controlled powered aircraft, maybe, but...
Never a drone.
Good.
I just don't. I would like people to use proper names.
Yeah. Right. Good night.
I'm not going to bed.
Bye. I am really tempted to go out the window, but I don't think anybody would actually hear me.
No. And you look a bit weird.
Yeah, and. Tell me a new thing.
I actually care. Oh, yeah, sorry, the person, the half-naked person in the room wants us to be quiet.
Yes.